NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. Now with the news, here is Don Doak.
Peking Radio today has announced what the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission recorded yesterday, a thermonuclear explosion over Red China's western region. It was called another victory for the invincible thought of Mao Zedong. Japan is worried about the fallout. Japanese weather stations are checking for it, and planes flew high over western Japan collecting fallout samples for analysis. The three astronauts from America's Apollo 8 are headed home. A report from Ron Nesson, NBC News, aboard the recovery ship Yorktown in the Pacific.
The aircraft carrier Yorktown is racing at almost top speed from the Apollo landing zone toward Hawaii. Before noon, the ship will be close enough for the astronauts Borman, Lovell, and Anders to take off from the deck in a plane for Honolulu. There, they will transfer to a big Air Force jet for a flight to Houston, a reunion with their family, celebration, and the long process of reviewing their flight for lessons that will help future space missions. Before leaving the Yorktown, they will be examined a second time by doctors. The verdict so far is that they came through their moon flight tired, but with no health problems. Between the medical checkups and some welcome sleep, the astronauts kept a busy social schedule on the Yorktown. They had a candlelight dinner with the officers, cut a huge ceremonial cake with the enlisted men, and this morning had brunch with the chief petty officer. Ron Nesson, NBC News, aboard the Yorktown.
Noting Russia's claim of eventual victory for socialism over capitalism when the first Sputnik was launched, the independent French newspaper Le Monde says Apollo 8 proves again the superiority of capitalism, if not in its methods, at least in its resources of all kinds. More news after this for Chrysler.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer Care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand-new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation, because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind: to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same, and that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler Plymouth or Dodge dealer soon.
Once again, Don Doak.
The Allies in Vietnam will not observe a ceasefire on Christmas, that is, on New Year's Day. The announcement in Saigon said the reason was that the enemy violated the ceasefire Christmas Day 140 times or more. It means that Allied forces in the field will ignore the 72-hour ceasefire called by the Viet Cong. The Viet Cong Liberation Radio has broadcast another offer for U.S. representatives to meet with those of the Viet Cong to negotiate the release of three American prisoners. The meeting, not yet accepted by the United States, is to take place New Year's Day in the same battlefield near Cambodia where the meeting took place Christmas Day, a meeting which produced only a wrangle over conditions for the men's release. The Marines have closed down their long-range artillery post called Camp Carroll, just below the demilitarized zone. Marine Commander General Ray Davis suggests the camp is not needed now that Marines in the area have become increasingly mobile. The situation in Vietnam, diplomatic problems, and national security are to be discussed today at Key Biscayne, Florida, as President-elect Nixon meets with his top foreign policy advisors. The government of Premier Oldřich Černík in Czechoslovakia has agreed to step aside to make way for a new federal regime, more representative of the two Czechoslovakian states, a regime to take office January the 1st. As they stood before a magistrate in Athens, Greece today for a preliminary hearing, the two Arab commandos accused of shooting at an Israeli airliner at Athens Airport Thursday appeared unconcerned that conviction on the charges could spell their deaths. One passenger aboard the plane was killed in the shooting. In a radio broadcast from Cairo, Arab commando leaders apologized for the two accused men. It was also announced that a group of attorneys is on the way to Greece to defend them. The Soviet Union criticizes the agreement by the United States to sell 50 jet planes to Israel, a deal announced yesterday. The official Soviet news agency TASS says it means encouragement of Israeli belligerency. Lord Airlie, a fiery Scots nobleman, died today in Dundee, Scotland. He was 75. It was Lord Airlie who once ordered members of an entire Scottish Highland battalion to take off their kilts because he suspected that in violation of tradition, some were wearing shorts. Again, the hour's top story, Red China Today officially announced its thermonuclear explosion recorded yesterday by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. Don Doak, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. On Monitor, only for lovers. Roger Williams.
Gene Rayburn here at NYE minus three. That's 3 days before New Year's Eve. Now that the tension of the past week has ended with a safe return of our astronauts, we can let go with the music of the Sandpipers.
You keep what you're feeling inside, all buried and boxed up inside. The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, they shout you with let out, hold back. Be right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, Jack, and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside, your heart's in a desperate divide.
Thank you. turn every minute into 60 seconds of pure misery. The flu. It's going around. If the flu hits you, you're in for aches, pains, chills, and fever. Be prepared with Bufferin. Why Bufferin? Because Bufferin is the high-speed formula for the relief of flu miseries. Many doctors recommend it for minor aches and pains. And it reduces fever with the most effective fever reducer known. Bufferin starts its medication to your aches, pains, and fever in just 60 seconds. Bufferin. It won't upset your stomach the way plain aspirin can. If you ache with the flu, remember, of all leading brands of analgesics you can buy for minor pain, doctors specify Bufferin most. That's right. Of all leading brands of analgesics you can buy for minor pain, doctors specify Bufferin most. Bufferin, the high-speed formula for relief of flu miseries.
There are certain holidays that are celebrated most everywhere in the world, among them, of course, Christmas and New Year's Eve. And, of course, the way in which these holidays are observed varies from place to place, although the basic elements are music, get-togethers, special foods and drinks. But what about battle-torn Vietnam? How are our GIs spending their holiday season? Jack Russell, NBC News Saigon, reports.
An American soldier has squirted out the words, Happy New Year, with a shaving cream on the side of his armored personnel carrier south of Saigon. The machine guns on the carrier are ready to fire. The crew is ready to fight. Their New Year's celebration could be an enemy ambush or a firefight. There will be no Allied truce this New Year's like the one at Christmas and the ceasefire a year ago. The war will go on as usual. New Year's Eve may be noisy. As in the past, artillerymen usually throw a couple of extra rounds towards the enemy at midnight. In secure bases, there will be beer parties when possible. Even in what the soldiers and Marines call the boonies, bottles may mysteriously appear for a midnight toast under the brilliant stars of a Vietnam night. On New Year's Day, servicemen will eat a holiday meal of turkey or ham, of pies or cakes. But the menu often looks better than the meal tastes. So much depends on the skill of individual mess sergeants. Some have culinary talent, others decidedly do not. But the celebrations in Vietnam will be tame. There is only one thing to celebrate. Almost every U.S. serviceman greeting the New Year in Vietnam this year will be back in what he calls the world and what is better known as home sometime in 1969. His 12-month tour will expire before the year ends. Many will make one New Year's resolution quietly to themselves, to stay alive in 1969. Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon.
Well, for soldiers in combat, there really is no holiday season, is there? And it makes the gripes of people here at home seem quite petty. Well, let's hope there's a turn for the better soon, and they can really have a happy New Year. Judy Collins now, Both Sides Now.
Snows and snows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow. I really don't know clouds.
as the Maharishi have said, we must always remember there are two sides to all things. Therefore, since we have spent time on this side, let us also join together again in a few moments on the other side of the monitor beacon.
Honey, we've had hamburgers for dinner every night since we got back from our honeymoon. Please, make something else.
Remember when you were expected to eat whatever was put in front of you? Most airlines still treat you that way, but not Eastern. Only Eastern gives you something else on coach flights to Miami. For lunch or dinner, you get steak or something else. Lobster tails. And now, you can have something else from all three New York airports.
Eastern makes it easier to fly.
No one talked about the sergeant's medals anymore. They talked about his cruelty and they talked about his hate. Then the young soldier came along, and the talk turned to whispers. The sergeant is Academy Award winner Rod Steiger in a powerhouse of a role. The sergeant from Warner Brothers Seven Arts in Technicolor. Rated R, restricted. Persons under 16 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or adult guardian.
See the Sergeant, now in its world premiere on Broadway at the Translux West and on the east side at Translux East.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
On monitor, new from Frankie Lane, You Gave Me a Mountain.
Born. The desert. My mother died, giving me life. Deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison. For something that I've never done. It's been one hill after another, but I've climbed them all one by one. But this time, I'm
This is Marilyn May. You want to be a winner, don't you?
Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way for 69 with a beautiful new Cougar, redesigned from head to tail with even more European elegance this year. Our big cat's got a deeper V8 growl, 351 cubic inches now standard. The new Cougar has more room inside, plus all the sporty ideas Cougar made famous. Flip-lid eyes, flashing tail, buckets, stick, all standard. And now, for the first time, we've put them all together in a brand new Cougar convertible. See the new Cougar at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Cougar makes clear who's the winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, and he's off.
The horse racing attention in the last month or so has been centered on the race between Angel Cordero Jr. and Alvaro Pineda. These are the two jockeys who've been battling for the top spot in the competition for riding the most winners this year. Meanwhile, a man generally regarded as the outstanding rider in the country has been only a spectator. It's almost a year now since Willie Shoemaker has ridden a horse, and there's still some question of how soon he'll ride again. It all began at Santa Anita on last January 23rd. In the second race, a traffic jam developed, and a horse named Belle Bush went down. The horse got right up again, but the jockey didn't. Shoemaker had suffered the first big injury of his career, a broken leg. Shoemaker has been treated by one of the foremost doctors in the sports world, Dr. Robert Kierlin. It was Dr. Kierlin who took care of the arthritis in the pitching arm of Sandy Koufax and the knees that plagued Elgin Baylor. Shoemaker's recovery has been slow, and the doctor admits that. But he also says, this is the type of occupation which demands that you assume the horse can fall at any time. If you had a guarantee against the horse falling, then Shoemaker could have ridden 2 or 3 months ago. As it is, however, the bone must be completely healed or you run the risk of permanent injury. Let's hope that 1969 will find Willie Shoemaker back in the winner's circle. That's where he belongs. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe, G for Golden Heart at Garagiola, will be heard throughout the weekend in Monitor Sports. In a sports special this evening, and as your Monitor host this afternoon, when among his guests you'll find college professor and vice president Hubert Humphrey, actor Omar Sharif, and Jets coach Weeb Eubank.
It's a well-known medical fact that eating too much or too fast can cause pressure and gas. The modern solution is Digel, the extra action antacid with the extra action of simethicone. Digel neutralizes excess acid, and it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up bubbles of gas. So when you eat too well, demand Digel. It works as no plain antacid can. Digel is the extra action antacid that brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L. Digel, tablets or liquid, at all drug counters. When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
Thank you.
Unlimited and Soulful Strut, Gene Rayburn and Monitor. And we're going to do a soft shoe to one side for a few moments while NBC stations along the line communicate a few neighborly thoughts to you. In southeastern Ohio, folks hear us on WHIZ, Zanesville. Keep in touch.
This is Roscoe. Join me this week on Now, when my guests will include Dick Van Dyke and Sally Ann Howes. Now, weekdays here on NBC.
Where are you going, Eliza?
Don't bother me, Glenn.
I'm meeting my mom for dinner at Wetson's.
We're gonna have some Wetson's southern fried chicken. And some Wetson's hamburgers. And some strawberry Wetson's thick shakes.
Eliza!
What?
Guess who's coming to dinner?
The family of Wetson's Hamburger Restaurants wish you and your family a most happy and healthy new year.
Well, when I'm driving, I'm behind the wheel, so I don't think I need them.
I figure that when your number's up, it's up, and they aren't going to save you.
I don't like the way they feel around, you know, the waste.
Oh, no. That's too much like work to put them on.
Dick Flynn will never work again. Like too many drivers, he found an excuse for not wearing safety belts. What's your excuse?
WNBC News. You can rely on it all day, every day on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 11:30, 34 degrees in New York and cloudy with periods of rain. In Vietnam, the National Liberation Front's clandestine radio announced today that the Viet Cong representatives are ready to meet again with U.S. officials to discuss the release of three American prisoners. Both sides met earlier this week but failed to agree on terms for the release. No response yet from the U.S. side on the latest communist offer. In war action, American B-52s today blasted escape routes from a battlefield where more than 200 communists died in a fight with South Vietnamese rangers. The battle took place in the jungles near Da Nang, the country's second largest city. Both U.S. negotiators at the Paris peace talks met with their South Vietnamese allies today. Averill Harriman and Cyrus Vance are trying to persuade the Saigon government to back down from its hardline position on talking with the Viet Cong. The South Vietnamese yesterday repeated their assertion never to bargain with the Viet Cong as a separate and equal party. A North Central Airlines plane carrying 45 persons crashed into a hangar at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport last night. At least 26 were killed. It was the first fatal crash for North Central, a feeder line that's carried 18 million persons around the Middle West since 1948. Negotiations in the longshoremen's strike adjourned last night when no agreement could be reached on the key issue of freight containers. Container shipping, a boon to the industry, cuts costs and speeds deliveries, but requires fewer longshoremen. The second issue is the dock workers' demand for a guaranteed annual wage. The walkout resumed December 20th when a Taft-Hartley injunction expired. Ports from Maine to Texas are tied up. Talks resume in New York tomorrow. The Apollo 8 spacemen leave the carrier Yorktown this afternoon for a flight to Hawaii en route to Houston. Commander Frank Borman and crewmen James Lovell and William Anders are reported relaxed, in excellent health, and in high spirits after their voyage 10 times around the moon. Communist China has confirmed that its successful detonation of a 3-megaton hydrogen bomb. The explosion in the atmosphere was equivalent to 3 million tons of TNT. The announcement by Peking Radio confirmed a report by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, which said that it detected the blast early yesterday morning in northern China. New York, Deputy Mayor Timothy Costello declared today that the city's fuel oil shortage is past the crisis point, but he says the situation is still serious and will be as long as any families are without heat. Heating oil companies who were struck by Teamster drivers last week will continue emergency deliveries over the weekend. Priority buildings are being determined by the health department. Three mothers were shot and killed last night in Elizabeth, New Jersey. They leave behind 10 orphaned children between the ages of 4 and 12. The gunman is believed to be the estranged husband of one of the women. The children are being cared for at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Elizabeth. In sports, a showdown clash between the number 1 and 2 ranked college basketball teams in the nation appears likely in the Holiday Festival basketball tournament in New York. In yesterday's first round, top-ranked UCLA beat Providence 98-81, and number 2 North Carolina outlasted fifth-ranked Villanova 69-61.
North Carolina moves into tonight's semifinal round against St. John's, and UCLA meets Princeton. In the Quaker City Classic at Philadelphia, South Carolina meets St. Joseph's in semifinals, and Indiana plays unbeaten LaSalle. Northwestern captured the Gator Bowl championship at Jacksonville, Florida, downing Boston College 77-68. In Saturday's football schedule, it includes two bowl games and all-star games. In the Gator Bowl, Jacksonville, Florida, Alabama is a slight 3-1.5-point favorite over Missouri. Both teams are strong on defense, and a low-scoring game is predicted. In the Sun Bowl at El Paso, Auburn is a one-touchdown choice to turn back Arizona. In the East, with a fine running attack, is a one-touchdown favorite over the West in the Shrine All-Star game at San Francisco. The weather, cloudy with rain today, a high in the low 40s, rain ending tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Variable cloudiness, windy and cold tomorrow with a high in the upper 30s. Right now it's 34 degrees and cloudy with periods of rain in New York. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News, and now back to Monitor.
Gene Rayburn, Monitor, Michelle Lee.
With the beautiful new Mercury Montego, the winning intermediate from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Montego.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Montego, with the look that makes an automobile truly beautiful. See all the winning new Mercury Montegos at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Montego is here, drive a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Well, now, what have we next? Well, it's a sort of a post-Christmas present for Monitor listeners and for me, a guest who's one of the most talented and original comedians around, Godfrey Cambridge.
That's a modest description, but it will grow. We'll build on that a little bit.
All right, we'll embellish it and add to it. Hey, it's nice to have you with us,
Godfrey. Hi, dear. Good to be with you, brother.
I'm going to hit you with something ice cold here.
All right, ice cold.
That's what everybody's talking about, and right. I want your honest reaction
right.
to it. How about Apollo 8?
How about Apollo 8? All I can think about Apollo 8 was those guys got a virus. And when they land on the moon, yeah, they got close enough to give it to them. And we're was sending food to help people. I never heard of us sending bugs. So I don't know what's... I'm not trying to get on the moon. I'm trying to live here. You know, when they ask me about Apollo 8, I really sort of... It sort of, like, boggles my mind. You know, I think about them sending television pictures back. And I'm just worried about things like 116th Street, Lenox Avenue.
Yeah.
And the tax man. And whether I get a cab when I leave here.
Do you think from here on out, comedians like yourself will be using... material concerning the moonshot as part of their comedy routines?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to affect all phases of our lives.
I've done it. I know I've been very curious as to why there have been no Negro astronauts. And as a matter of fact, I've started my own grassroots thing that where we have five Negro scientists in the backwoods of Louisiana. I know you're asking where we got five Negro scientists. Well, three of them in German. Why should we be any different? You know? And we're going to build our own spaceship and leave you here.
Well, let's get back to topic A here now, Godfrey Cambridge, and your current appearance at the Americana here in New York.
Yes.
You opened there last night.
Yes.
Tumultuous applause.
Yes, indeed.
Laughs and cheers.
I tell you, you know, it's exciting to be playing New York again for the first time in 3-4 years. I live here, you know, but I never play here. I play Vegas, I do television or movies, and it's just exciting to be back home, you know, and when you finish the gig, you go home rather than get the hotel key and go... And it's a good room. I dig the room because I like rooms where you can go out and touch people. And plus, I'm working a lot differently now. See, because I go out to have fun. See, that is my whole thing. I go out to give them fun and to have fun. I don't go out to score points. See, because like one or two critics have said of me, I said, my goodness, Godfrey doesn't whip the white people anymore, you know, in his comedy. And I said, wait a minute, man. What does he say I got to whip anybody, man? I do what moves me, you know. I go out to have fun. I don't go out to keep score and say, one for the Puerto Ricans, one for the Mexicans, one for the white people. No, darling. I talk about what I want to talk about. If I want to talk about my alimony and they object to my talking about my alimony because I'm black, I say, well, then you pay my wife's alimony and I won't talk about it. I said, so I tell all white people, if you want to come to my show to be whipped, don't do that.
Yeah.
Hire him. Go to the Urban League. Get a Negro. Hire him at a going rate and get him beat you at home, you know, $5 an hour or something. But if you come to my show, come for fun and games because I go out there to have a ball.
And we're all going to continue to have a ball with Godfrey Cambridge as monitor has prevailed on him to extend his engagement here in the very chic Radio Central room at NBC until a little later in this half hour. Meanwhile, up front at the cash register...
The flu can turn every minute into 60 seconds of pure misery. The flu. It's going around. If the flu hits you, you're in for aches, pains, chills, and fever. Be prepared with Bufferin. Why Bufferin? Because Bufferin is the high-speed formula for the relief of flu miseries. Many doctors recommend it for minor aches and pains. And it reduces fever with the most effective fever reducer known. Bufferin starts its medication to your aches, pains, and fever in just 60 seconds. Bufferin. It won't upset your stomach the way plain aspirin can. If you ache with the flu, remember, of all leading brands of analgesics you can buy for minor pain, doctors specify Bufferin most. That's right. Of all leading brands of analgesics you can buy for minor pain, doctors specify Bufferin most. Bufferin, the high-speed formula for relief of flu miseries.
The time now, 17 minutes before the hour, and you're on the monitor beacon.
Oh, there's a grand show.
And just think of it. You are Maggie Flynn.
And you're a clown. I mean, you really are a clown. Your Mr. Clown stops the show every night.
Well, it's easy when you're in such a happy number.
You're listening to Jack Cassidy and Shirley Jones, stars of the new hit musical Maggie Flynn. They're hearing the first takes of the RCA Records original cast album of their show.
My eyelashes. Would you take my nose off?
I've always wanted to be a lady clown.
You know, Shirley, the nice thing about being in a show like Maggie Flynn.
What, darling?
Makes me think of Ireland.
Me too. But I'm afraid we won't be seeing it.
Why not?
We're going to be on Broadway for a long time.
Get the original cast album of Maggie Flynn on RCA Records.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Gene Rayburn here, and we'll be continuing our conversation with comedian Godfrey Cambridge shortly. Right now, monitor music by the Vogue. Any place, Miller High Life is always the champagne of bottled beer, hearty, robust, and deep down good, simply because Miller makes it right. And Miller makes it easy to enjoy this great premium beer during this entertaining season. Just pick up your Miller High Life and the handy non-returnable bottles. All you do is open and pour. There's no bottle to return, no deposit either. And they come in convenient home packs, so make sure you have plenty of Miller High Life beer on hand for friends and guests. Miller goes fast because beer drinkers know Miller and quality go hand in hand. Miller makes it right. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. We talked with comedian Godfrey Cambridge a little while ago on monitor about the astronauts. Now, Godfrey, let's talk about you. Particularly about an article in Look magazine. They did a sort of personality profile of you, didn't they?
They did an in-depth interview, which was actually 67 pages is what the tape script came out of, and they boiled it down to about 1,500 words. And what basically I said was that black performers, you know, ought to have some kind of freedom to do what they want to do, do what their thing is, you see. I took exception to the fact that one or two critics would say that I was not doing black material, you know, or I was not whipping the white people. Well, they told me who to whip, you know. Or some took exception to Sidney Poitier doing For the Love of Ivy. You know, I said, if Sidney Poitier wants to do Love of Ivy, which to me was on the level with Pillow Talk, he's entitled. It's his money, you know. Why does he have to do a brick-throwing picture if he doesn't feel like it, you know? An artist has to have that kind of freedom. Because I believe in total freedom, because I believe in existentialism, which is total freedom, providing you're willing to accept the responsibility for your acts. And that's basically what I say in my article in Look magazine, that stop trying to tell me what my responsibilities are and stop trying to tell me how black I have to be, because I will judge that. I will determine. I have to answer my conscience, and I have to face, I have to go home again. Tom Wolfe said you can't go home again, but you have to go home again. And I can go home and raise my head high, you see.
Now, one final question, Godfrey. Are you making any New Year's resolutions?
Let's see. No. I'm one of those persons who is continually in transition, you know. And so as a result, I'm always self-examining, etc., so that I really don't feel the need of making any New Year's resolutions, because every day in my life is a decision, and then becomes a resolution as to how I feel, how I act, what I want to do, etc. I don't drink, and I don't smoke, and I don't look upon that as, ho, 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 look at his wings. I just don't do it. It's not my thing, you know. And I get high on reality. I dig it, you know. I've been known to dance out of discotheques, up the stairs, and into the car, and people say, you sure you're not drinking anything? I said, no. And they give me that look like, yes, he's not drinking anything. But I'm not. I'm turned on to reality. Mm. And so I'm not making any New Year's resolutions, except that, no, one resolution I should make, and that is that I'm going to be kind to all the people who drink, and I won't holler in their ears.
Okay. Thank you, Godfrey Cambridge.
Right, sir.
Our guest has been a most gifted, creative comic on the American scene, and we're delighted to have visited with him here on Monitor, Mr. Godfrey Cambridge. Frankie Avalon's latest, Don't You Do It.
It's almost that time, and soon I'll be calling for her at her door. We'll go for a ride in my new car, or maybe a drive-in movie like before.
Campbell's chicken soups are.
Good.
Have a bowl of sunshine for lunch today. Campbell's chicken noodle soup is just glowing with golden chicken, golden egg noodles.
That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
One weekend of the winter season, and here's Autumn Lament by Brother Makes Two. You mean that's what they call themselves? I'll never get used to these weirdly named groups. Never, 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 never.
You'll see it coming in the sunset, when all the leaves are turning white. Warm winds of summer afternoon, grow colder in the autumn night. And when you look to see a bluebird, you'll see him winging fast away. Some silent words of unseen power foretell of hardship should he stay, and so in time
Stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine, cream, lotion, or spray.
I've personally wished you a most happy, healthy, and prosperous new year, and above all, a peaceful one. And now that I've done so, I can relax for a few moments while we await the latest NBC Monitor news on the hour. You relax along with me.
How would you like to be right all the time? That's right, all the time. Especially when you're trying to pick a house gift, or a party gift, or a holiday thank you gift. Sounds impossible? Then listen carefully. Listen to the oohs and ahs as a great bottle of wine is popped open and enjoyed. Wine, indeed, is the gift that can't miss. It looks right, it tastes right, it's even priced right for you. When you're picking wine, pick the label that can't miss. Monsieur Henri. It's the quality symbol that stands for some of the world's finest imported wines. Piat Burgundies from France, Pierre Cartier Bordeaux, and Blanchard Rosés from France, and famous Franz Weber wines from Germany. Every one of these fine names is practically a guarantee of enjoyment. So next time you're pressed for a gift-giving idea, let Monsieur Henri Wines Limited of New York do the thinking for you with a delightful, delicious, festive bottle of wine. You'll find wines imported by Monsieur Henri in most of the good spirit shops. You can't miss it. Every lovely bottle carries the famous blue label, a Monsieur Henri selection. But of course...
Monsieur Henri Wines Limited, New York. WNBC, AM and FM, New York.